This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A new real estate company in Pella has a long history of investing in the community. In the fifth part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in depth with Mike and Sarah Buchheit with Pella Real Estate Services. Well, Sarah, how long have you been in real estate?
Well, I'd say it dates back to just over 20 years ago. We started on our real estate adventure. I'll say that purchasing properties and fixing them up, more of the distressed properties, where we would purchase them, hopefully at a discounted price point, and then fix them up. And eventually, it depended on the property itself, if we would maintain that property and rent it, or if we would go ahead and sell it. So over 20 years ago, Mike got me on this adventure.
What made you want to start doing that? This was back in the days when people were talking about flipping properties. It was all over TV, right? Or maybe you were a little bit before that, weren't you?
Yeah, I think we were probably a bit ahead of the game. I think part of what drove me is when I was in college at Northern Iowa, I worked for Cedar Falls and Waverly Appliance Centers and had the pleasure, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, to deliver appliances. And a lot of times we would deliver new appliances in Cedar Falls and take the used appliances and deliver them to property managers and rentals in Waterloo. Not to say that rentals don't need new appliances, but it allowed me to get in and out of apartment complexes and homes and a lot of different properties in that area. And just it had started to intrigue me to see what other people were doing with real estate. Growing up on a farm, I didn't see a lot of that, so it started to prompt me to ask questions and discern some things, and it started getting me thinking about maybe there's something there in terms of investing in real estate. And both of us growing up on the farm, we weren't afraid to work, so that wasn't the issue. It was more just a matter of learning and trying to figure out what we wanted to really get into and what we really wanted to do at some point.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosendahl, Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation with Mike and Sarah Buchheit with Pella Real Estate Services. When working with distressed properties, you had to learn something about construction really quick and what is salvageable and what isn't and what was worth reinvesting in and what wasn't. How did you learn how to do all that?
I'd say Mike actually had a couple brothers and a brother-in-law that were pretty handy. And I think they kind of helped us get that mindset. We were probably more of the business financing part of things, and he had some good construction-minded brothers that helped us along the way.
Well, over the years, how many houses do you think you've turned over?
We've averaged about two a year, so we've done somewhere between 40 to 45 properties that we've purchased, and in many cases, we've completely remodeled from inside to outside And as I go through life and see different people and different situations, and you know, we all go through different challenges in life, good or bad. And you know, houses, I think, in some ways, are kind of the same thing. There's a story in every house, or stories in every house. And unfortunately, when we pick up a distressed property, a lot of times that's the picking up point of something maybe not so positive that happened to that point in time. And so you see some of the leftovers of what maybe happened. And you know, from the point in time when we take ownership of a property and discern, you know, what we want to do with the property, we you know, it's fun to watch that house, if you will, brighten back up and condition itself again to new, and you know, see the opportunity for the next family or families to come into a place and give the property a new fresh start, if you will, whether it's us continuing to own it by renting it or for us to sell the property off. So we've invested a lot of money in houses over the years. You know, we bought them right, but when you average $25,000 per property putting into an investment to recondition it and to bring it back anew, it's kind of fun to watch that transition from a property standpoint. And I think some of that's really carried over into our personal lives as we've walked with people that are going through difficult situations. It's fun also to watch people and go through transitions as well and help them see that there is something anew that can potentially be there for them if you're willing to walk and have that patience to walk through some difficult situations. In our case, we do it with houses as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation with Mike and Sarah Bukai with Pella Real Estate Services.
When you've started this new business, Pella Real Estate Services, and you're trying to bring a unique identity to your business, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, our vision is, or mission is, investing in lives through real estate. So kind of what Mike alluded to, just with fixing up houses that we've done in the past, but also helping people along the way with whatever real estate need they'd have as far as you know, buying a new home or selling their current home and upgrading to a different, that next level of house, if you will.
Yeah, we've been thinking about this and kicking it around for a long time. So for us to finally be in the middle of launching this is pretty exciting for us. I think Sarah and I have had a lot of really good conversations, and we have a lot of good friends around us that we've had conversations with. So we do have a passion for helping other people that want to invest in real estate. We do think that there's a lot of value in that as an investor. You know, somebody may have a home that they want to continue to own, but they want to move, you know, personally into a different type of home. We work with a lot of people rental-wise. We get over 250 calls a year from people looking for places to rent. So we take the time with everybody that calls us to appreciate what their need is, because we do have some connections there. And you know, and the same thing, whether, you know, as we think about adding employees to our business, we want to invest in the lives of our employees. It just happens to be through real estate. So as we add people, we want to make sure we will add people. We have some ambitions to do that already in our first year, and we just want to make sure we're setting them up wise, well, and bringing some new expertise to the table and compensating them appropriately for the work and their expertise that they're going to bring to our business, and make sure that our business is a blessing to this community.
Well, in the 40 to 45 homes that you say that you've rehabilitated and taken from a distressed situation back to, you know, not only livable but nice and somebody can be proud to live in, are you thinking mainly about adding real estate agents, or maybe there's some people in the construction trades? What are you looking at with respect to these employees you mentioned?
Well, we're coming at it different ways. We're planning to launch real estate investment teams. So we're going to have some investor groups. And we'll start with one group. We've already got individuals identified, but we're thinking anywhere between 6 to 10 investors, all part of one investor group. And then we're going to create some uniqueness to that in terms of how we interact and share and build off of each other's ideas and knowledge. And we've got some resources we've tapped over the years that help provide some education as well. So we're going to do it through our investor groups. And then we're also doing some things with real estate agent teams. So we feel like a model that's going to be very successful is to put two or three agents within one agent team to help provide better support to the community and provide better support internally within our office from agent to agent, from a training standpoint and an education standpoint. And so we're excited about launching that component as well. We don't necessarily need agents that have a lot of experience on the real estate side. We feel like we can help provide that training and expertise. So we're looking more for individuals that have the right passion, the right heart for what we're trying to do, and is you know, a lifelong learner that wants to really get into something maybe that they've thought about getting into, or would like to have a little bit different career change from what they've been doing. And so we think that'll be fun as we
try to serve our community. Yeah, it's been a good community for us, so we just want to give back and share our knowledge.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation with Mike and Sarah Buchheit with Pella Real Estate Services.
By investors, are you thinking people that, let's say that maybe they have a little bit of cash they don't know what to do with, that maybe they don't know much about real estate but see the potential and they just might want to invest? Is that what you're talking about with the investors?
Yeah, I can, without saying names, we've got six individuals or couples that are part of our initial group that we're targeting, and one of them's a builder in the community. That we've interacted a lot with that I think provides some tremendous expertise. One of them's a coworker, or actually a couple of them are coworkers I used to work with at Pella Corporation that have already invested in real estate, and they have a big passion for doing different types of real estate investments. One of them's somebody that maybe is very heavily invested in the stock market but would like to diversify and do some things more specific to real estate. One of them's been, you know, owned commercial properties, so it's a piece of it's commercial, piece of it's residential. There's a couple that have done similar single family home investments and rentals. So it's, you know, it's a good mix. What I like about it is it's a very strong Christian based group as well. So I think there's some things there that I think can fit well with what we're trying to do within this community to help people from a real estate standpoint and from a livelihood and a household standpoint as well.
Well, this sounds like sort of a dream for many communities where you have a group of people that their major purpose is to try to make the community better by making the housing more livable and selling new houses too, I presume, but also those distressed properties. People that are driving through town looking at houses saying, I can do something with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's your group.
I think so. Part of it, and part of it seeing what is needed in Pella as far as home availability, and you know, maybe there's some more entry-level type homes that need to be built, and maybe this investor group, we can focus those energies on that. So,
yeah, and that's to build on that point. I get the opportunity coaching and interacting with the staffs at the two high schools here in town, and I've heard both principals, and we see it as well, both principals talk about how we have, you know, we lack good entry-level housing options for young families that want to bring, you know, their families to this community with kids and be a part of the school systems. And to some extent, the school systems in our community here is limited in terms of its growth potential because of the limited number of options there are for people to simply live here. We have so many blessings and so many awesome things that go on in this community that, you know, we experienced raising our three children here in this community that we can't imagine not having that same opportunity for other young families, as one example. You know, and there's the other extreme in this town too. I mean, there's a lot of retirement age people that make the choice of no longer owning and going back to renting and living in duplexes in this town. And we've had the pleasure of building three different duplexes along the way. And so we think that's something that's pretty neat about this community. That's a brings a lot of people from a retirement standpoint as well. So yeah, and I think this initiative, every one of our real estate investor groups will have a little bit different personality to it. So we're going to step into that, you know, with the right approach. And you know, one group may have a lot more interest in entry level. Another one may have more interest in commercial. We don't know where it's going to go, but that's what we're excited about, to let it kind of take on a life of its own.
Is there some sort of, you know, I don't know, philosophy driving your new business?
I think just our passion associated with real estate and just being of service to others. Mike and I both have a very servant-hearted demeanor to us with his association with The Well and just different volunteer organizations. But I think just that we've kind of gone through all the process of all the work of fixing up a home, and that sweat equity, if you will, that investors like us have put into a home. I mean, you want to capture that and be able to support families, your family doing that. And I think just an overall passion to help others in this community and with our knowledge of real estate, because Pella is an awesome town, and just giving back. There is something we're maybe going to differentiate ourselves with a little bit is with each transaction, wanting to make a donation on behalf of that buyer or seller towards a local charity of their choice, whether that be with the Pella Connection, church or school, in a local charity.
Thanks to Mike and Sarah Buchheit for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.